It's going to go like this conversation.
Uh-huh. Like this one right now.
This exact moment.
This exact moment.
Then theme song.
Yeah. And then you point at me.
And then the story.
It's not that good.
My story wasn't good enough.
It's too built up.
You know?
I need the fucking story.
I'm gonna do the story. You can't make me.
What if I told the story from my point of view?
Okay. I'd love to hear it.
Okay.
Tell me my story from your point of view.
I will. So, John.
Yeah.
Sean was recently out of town.
Uh-huh.
He was in...
Oh, you're gonna fuck it up.
He was in...
No. Let me tell the story. You've already ruined it.
Have I?
Absolutely.
Okay. Just real quick, before you get started on your story, what part did I mess up?
You don't have the right inflection?
Nope. You don't have that. Okay. It's all personal. Okay, I get it. That's fine. All you have to do is say, you suck, and then we can continue. That's fine. I accept it. Tell me your story.
Well, now I feel bad again.
Fuck.
Try again.
Okay. Sean was recently out of town.
No, he was recently out of town?
The inflection, right. Gotcha. So he was recently out of town. He went to a hotel.
You're speeding through it.
They had a continental breakfast, which isn't based on any continent.
Ugh.
Like, you'd think it's like Asian food or European food or African food.
Right.
It's not. It's actually free. It doesn't make sense. So he was there, and he was eating some free food,
mm-hmm.
and he saw a lady go up and get gravy and fill a cup. I don't know what size of cup it was. Do you know what size of cup it was? It's probably a cup.
It was a good cup. Big size.
Like a big slurp?
Like 12 ounces.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not a big cup, but okay.
That's enough gravy?
And she filled it with gravy. I didn't get that. Thank you.
Is this white gravy, or...?
Oh, yeah, it was like country sausage gravy.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, for the biscuits and gravy, she just...
Right.
She came down with purpose, she got her cup full of gravy,
uh-huh.
she went right back upstairs.
Okay. Finish the story.
Yeah, there's more to the story.
No, that's all the story.
No, that's not the story.
It's all the story I know.
No, that's not... I know, that. But see, because he can't tell the story. That was supposed to be the kickoff, like, oh, this is going to get good.
Mm-hmm.
See, now I have to tell the whole story from the beginning. But we already know half of it, so let's just...
Just go for it.
No, I can't do it.
Yeah. I believe in you.
You can't do it.
Do you have cold feet that your story's not that good?
Sort of.
Is that what you're... I sort of do.
Because I was building up the story, and I feel like it ends too quickly now. Like, the story doesn't...
So she goes back down and gets another...
No, this isn't about the gravy. This isn't about the gravy lady. The gravy lady's gone. She's gone. She's in a room. She's got plenty of gravy.
She's in a bathtub full of gravy.
Yeah.
How old was the lady? Like, really old?
She was old. She was like, late 60s.
Hmm.
She was old.
Maybe two cups of gravy.
One cup.
Didn't come back down?
No, don't go crazy.
Now I'm confused.
Just one cup.
We'll finish the story.
Came down.
Uh-huh.
Went back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the gravy lady is not the important part. The important part is the interesting people you meet on the Monday 9 to 5 commute, continental breakfast at the La Quinta. And it was just interesting. So that you had the gravy lady, but the next day, like, was even more strange. So you got to... I'm sitting down, and I'm having my... horrible powdered omelet, and you talked me into telling the fucking story. This is terrible. So I'm eating my powdered omelet, and this dude who looks like freaking like Joey Buttafuoco walks in,
right.
Big old like buff like bronzered Italian guy,
yeah.
And he sits down and he's got his newspaper and he's doing the very audible like disgust. Dude calls him on the phone. He's like, yeah, yesterday was shit. He's like, I can't believe what happened. He's like, yeah, Joey? Yeah, Joey doesn't know shit about soup. He's like, he blew the deal. And so he's like, he starts going on about this. Seriously, like he's disgusted that this guy, his cohort, mm-hmm. they must have gone to some big soup deal. Like, they're soup salesmen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's discussing it like it's a mafia thing. Like,
mm.
he's like Joey's got one more fuck up before he's gone.
Yeah, and he's sleeping with the soup fishes.
We were talking about the soups, and the idea is to paint a landscape. They need to know what the soup tastes like. He's like, you also got to play to the soups that they're going to like. He's like, he's talking about the chowder. They don't give a fuck about the chowder. He's like, one more time, and Joey's gone. And it was just incredible to me. I'm like, I want to know what's going on.
Were you terrified?
Oh, no, I'd I was intrigued. Scared. I was on the... So there's a pillar between me and the guy. So I feel like...
Okay. You had a safe space.
That's right, But it was even better because I got to see him, and then I just got to hear him. So I just imagined it getting like more and more robust. By the end, he was in like a mobster outfit with a Tommy gun. Yeah. Like talking
a
about
zoot
the
suit.
Soup.
Just ready to take everyone
the zoot
with him.
Soup.
So what could the word soup actually have meant?
I think it's literal. I think he's a soup guy. Like he's got a briefcase full of soup. Like he opens it
and
it's
just pours out
just
soup
everywhere. Like he's a soup salesman.
Uh-huh.
And Joey is on thin ice.
Okay. Welcome to this episode of Hypothetically Speaking. I am Tyler Malter. With me is...
John Reed.
Joey Buttafuoco.
Actually, Sean Murphy. This week, our topic is, what TV show would we revive if we could revive one? Does that include, like... Because what TV show would we bring back? Does it include things that haven't been made yet?
So let me give you the rules.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Love rules.
So the rules are that the TV show has to be discontinued. Okay, this doesn't necessarily mean canceled because there's like politics and then you get into this gray area. Like, did the show end the way it was intended? Did the creators have to come up with an ending? Like, there's lots of examples of all of those that you can imagine. I would like to say that you can provide a pretense of like what era. Like, I mean, come on, we can get creative here. So like, if you wanted to go for like a show after or before somebody left, maybe you want to bring back The Office, but you want Michael Scott to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not season 10 or whatever the hell they ended on, and Andy is the main guy still. Like, we're talking like you can bring a show back in its former glory, or maybe you don't. Maybe you would like the car crash and you want to bring back like something really bad. I can't even imagine, like, the Fran Drescher show. I'm sorry if you liked it, but you want to bring that back, and like that you could. Okay,
I'm glad you bring that point up because I was totally thinking
Fran.
What's the little fat girl that does the beauty pageants?
Oh, Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo. Yeah,
she's come a long way.
As in, just, what does that mean? I don't understand if that's like a good come a long way or a bad come a long way. Cause
I heard her mom lost a lot of weight.
Mama June?
Is that her name?
your reality TV is showing, Sean.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just saying that I'm real proud of her family. I'm glad that Sugar Bear's gone.
Who's Sugar Bear?
That was Mama June's husband.
But
they weren't actually married anymore. They were estranged, but they lived together. They were trying to make it work. But Sugar Bear was a bad seed.
Okay.
And he was on thin ice.
What wasn't there like a thing with like a touching of a little girl or something?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know about that.
Okay.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Mm. Okay, I just... you are my Honey Boo Boo expert.
Am I?
I was deferring to you, but I guess maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, which is a pretty common occurrence. So, okay, so there are bad shows that we could...
You could bring back a bad show, but needless to say, you can just bring it back and provide context for where the show goes or why you feel like the show should come back.
Okay.
Hmm.
I'm totally in, and I have no idea what show I'm going to pick.
You have no idea?
I have a couple ideas, but
okay.
None of them are that good.
Oh, so who's going to go first?
Yeah. And we've all been... decently short notice tonight, so...
Yeah.
Well, you get to go first.
I get to go first?
Yeah, because I want to make sure that I didn't pick what you were.
You certainly won't, okay? Because I'm, like, super pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So I'll go through... I'm going to try to pull a Tyler here, and I'm going to go through my runners-up in a chance to shortchange everybody at the table.
Yeah,
that's a fantastic idea. It's worked for me once out of three episodes.
I think I'm going to be safe, okay?
Okay.
So the first show...
Real quick, I'd like to say Twin Peaks.
It's back.
Oh, well.
That absolutely...
Gotta start over. Damn. Sorry, let me go back. I gotta think again.
It absolutely would have been one of my choices. It's a fantastic show. Okay, no, so the first choice I had was the show Home Movies. I don't know if you remember Home Movies.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Coach McGurk.
Yeah, so a lot of people will know the creators. It's the Lauren Bouchard who does Bob's Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a show... he worked with Brandon Small, who was the name of the titular character in Home Movies. And then you've got You had Metalocalypse, which is part of that sort of wheelhouse. So a lot of people know their squiggle vision, which is the type of animation they do, from a show called Science Court that was on like 20 years ago. It was like right after all the good shows on for the Saturday morning cartoons. But he produced a more adult-themed show called Home Movies, and it was fantastic. And I see so much, and there's so many characters in Bob's Burgers that are similar to characters directly from Home Movies. And then, of course, Coach McGurk, who's John H. Benjamin. If you love Archer, like, that entire character is just Coach McGurk. Or should I say that just John Benjamin plays the same character every time. But I feel like how raw the show was, I would love to see where they could take the polish that they've learned over time with like Bob's Burgers and bring that to Home Movies. Like if they were like from the creator of Bob's Burgers. Like I don't want some like long lost season. I would want it to be literally something that just comes out.
Sure.
Like getting the gang back together.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that. Then I went to Freaks and Geeks.
Mm-hmm.
Which is I feel like would be on a short list of people's shows.
Sure. Yeah.
Fantastic show about growing up in the 70s. And it was...
How awesome would it be, real quick, sorry to interrupt, if they did the Freaks and Geeks in the same vein as the prequel Wet Hot American Summer?
Oh, my God.
So they have, like, the 40-year-old Seth Rogen
but they're just
playing the same exact character.
That would be phenomenal.
It'd be great.
That would be... I really like that idea.
You're right.
No, I would definitely want it to pick right back up where it left off. I think there's still a lot of potential in the show. It had the right combination of camp and going for like what they were, you know, trying to do. They caught the zeitgeist. They caught the idea of the era. It's just a great show. I would love to have seen another season. I think it ended way too soon. My choice, though, is even more eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go there. So I'm about to lose like everybody. But my choice is to bring back Liquid Television.
Yeah, you lost me.
Do you don't know Liquid Television?
I've heard of it.
So this is a 90s MTV show,
mm-hmm.
and the way it worked was it was about a half an hour of experimental animation.
Is that the show, or is that the... Like,
that's where Aeon Flux
came exactly. From. I have that whole set. Like, I remember watching that as a 10-year-old. Probably shouldn't have been, but I was. And that's what got me into anime and...
Absolutely,
had a more adult theme to it,
and I think that a lot of people did, and I think that so many people would if they saw those old shorts. Let me finish describing the show. So mm-hmm. the show was like it's like what modern day YouTube can be like, especially like YouTube poop. Like you just watch it, and it's just a tour de force of all different kinds of like claymation, stop motion. These little shorts are like 1 to 3 minutes long, 5 minutes long, and so many prolific. Animators and directors all came from this like throw everything against the wall and see what sticks. It was just such a great idea. And then what really made me think about picking the show was the YouTube era. Like we have so much up and coming talent now that's coming from YouTube, not just in animation but also just in the arts like music and what have you. How great would it be for MTV to take this YouTube culture and like use it to put spotlights on the strangest stuff. Like, I think that would be really, really awesome. And I think that it would have a lot of significance and value. Not to mention that I just love Liquid Television. It's a great show to just sort of turn your brain off and be like it's the ultimate junk food. So that was definitely my choice. I know it's very strange, but go look it up.
That sounds like a show that I would watch if I... had known about it at all.
Have you ever seen Aeon Flux, the animation?
Yeah, I've seen the animation of it, and then I've also watched the live-action film.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Well, what was great about the animation was that there were... So in Liquid Television, there were episodes, like or shorts, that would have continuation. And while Aeon Flux, if you know the show, it's specifically designed to have no continuation because it's a spy show,
mm-hmm.
and the main character... I guess her name is Aeon Flux. I don't even know. There's very little.
I just watched it too, and I can't remember off the top of my head. She dies in every episode, though.
That's what I was getting at. So every episode is her. Like they give a very little backdrop of what she's trying to do, which is almost always to like infiltrate or destroy or assassinate somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And She typically dies in a very non-sequitur way. Yeah. So, like, one of them is there's a huge skyscraper, and she's trying to get through the skyscraper to kill, the big dude at the top. And she's finally, like, getting all the way up there, and she's like, doing all these incredible acrobatics and, like, sniping guys. And then she gets to the top, and, like, her heel breaks, and she just slips and falls off the building. And, like, it shows, it cuts to, like, the scene of, like, the guy, and he's... They have this, like, Ren and Stimpy, like, disgusting quality to them. Yeah. And he's just, like, frothing at the mouth and laughing. And you just see her, like, in the window, just fall and die. There's, and like, then we're on to the next show.
Yeah, there's, like, an episode where they're looking for a missing politician. And they find him, like, chained up underground. But he's got some weird, like, vibration mechanic going on. So you can't see him until she makes herself vibrate. And then she goes up to him and unlocks his stomach and then crawls inside of him. It's, like, some weird, like... boudoir setting where you got like silk sheets hanging from the ceiling and like a love bed, and then the guy that kidnapped him crawls in with her and tries to give her like a bouquet of flowers. It's really trippy. It's like you'd think the animator was on LSD or something, and he might have been, but yeah, it was really good.
It's just it was an awesome show. And indie, if you didn't like what something was doing, and you had a good chance of that because it was so artistic, mm-hmm. you only had to deal with it for just a little bit, and you were on to the next thing. And I always felt like every episode was way too short. I was like, man, I want more. Mm-hmm. Like, I really want more of this content. They had puppets, like wooden puppets, and they would do like shows with that and all just kinds of stuff. So Liquid Television, all in. I feel even more confident after describing it. That would be the show I would bring back.
That sounds like the kind of show that, like you were saying with YouTube, that would totally exist.
Yeah.
And totally work still today. Are you ready, John, or would you like some more time? It's up to you.
No, I think I'm good.
Go for it.
I did really have very many runner-ups. I would probably pick like cartoons and stuff like Rocko's Modern Life or something like that, you know, because those were classics to me growing up. But I would probably pick like Kenan and Kel. Like, I really loved, like, that's the, like, the Key and Peele of today, I think, was born off of shows like Kenan and Kel. And they used to do, like, all these skits. Like, there was one where he would dress up as, like, a superhero. And I can't remember exactly what his weakness was. If it was, like, milk was his weakness, or he got his strength from milk or something like that.
Was that Kenan and Kel, or was that All That?
Maybe it was All That.
All That was the Saturday Night Live version of the Nickelodeon.
That whole show, Nickelodeon like run needs to come back.
Kenan and Kel came from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then but they got their own like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air style sitcom, like a family sitcom.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, I tuned into that every single time, every single rerun. I mean, I was glued. I love that show.
Well, I have good news for you kind of, because they recently on SNL had Kel Thompson on, and they did a skit of Good Burger.
Really?
No way.
Yes, they did.
Was it like impromptu, or was it like actual?
They rebuilt the Good Burger set, and they had on a bunch of the people from the show, and they would all just come in, and they would do like a little thing, and then move on. And it ends. I mean, I'm with you because I'm really into surrealist entertainment. Mm-hmm. So like even shows that are very like verbatim or like scripted. I can get kind of fixated on even just the theme or like the pacing of a show.
Yeah.
And it was awesome watching this skit because they were using the same like laugh track, like rhythm and cadence. And it was so surreal, like, and campy, but it felt like it was totally appropriate. So you get to see them like a little older, still doing what they're doing, and the characters are all older too, so they're like kind of referencing the fact that they're still coming back here. Like one guy's like, I don't know why I still keep coming back here when you never get my order right. And it's funny now, you can imagine
that like for the last 15 years they've still been getting
just been doing the same shit over and over again.
So definitely check that out, because you sort of got a taste.
That's crazy, man. I would bring that out.
Yeah.
I would definitely bring all that back because yeah, dude, I just love those shows. I don't know why, you know. I just... like, whenever you watch shows like SNL, they can get a little too political, you know? Mm-hmm. And they take more, like, adult-oriented themes and kind of go over the top with it. But, like, shows like Kenan and Kel or All That were more of, like, my age group and taking those kind of, like, everyday things and going over the top with them. So, I think it'd be cool.
I know that people don't... I mean, you either love them or hate them, but I feel like people like Tim and Eric have kind of passed on that torch of doing, like, these little variety shows, like the Tim and Eric Awesome Show that's, mm-hmm. like, just a bunch of silly stuff. Like, it's not really meant to be serious. It doesn't push an agenda. And it's not... an excuse to have whatever celebrity like do a thing.
Because
I do agree with you. Like SNL, in most variety shows, I have never been on board for. But I do feel like if that kind of humor, this like Andy Kaufman goofy humor, were to evolve, it would be something like that.
Yeah, they had another show that was like a bunch of action figures that.
What was that?
I can't remember the name of that show either. Like, it's almost like on the tip of my tongue.
That was like totally like the Alex Mack and Amanda show, and then what was that?
Yeah, it was just like Action League or something like that.
Action League Now.
Yeah. And
yeah, that was a great show.
I used to play I used to have like because Small Soldiers was big back then, so I used to have all the Small Soldiers toys and just a bunch of like pro wrestling toys, and I used to like reenact that show with my own when I was bored. But
it was great. Yeah,
I was back in a dark time when kids actually had to play with toys and not cell phones.
Well, and that's it. For people who never saw it, it is a it was like live action. So they had these real,
it's like Robot Chicken,
these real balls that they looked, all of them sort of looked like a character you'd have. It was sort of a He-Man, and the G.I. Joe was like a frog man who like smelled real bad.
Yeah, like, he would like swim in the sewers, like jump in the toilet and stuff.
That's right. Yeah. So it had this like Team America. Meets like the G.I. Joes or the A-Team.
Yeah.
They would all be solving like mysteries or problems in the real world, but not really acknowledging the real world.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that was a great show. Now.
No, I'm glad you remember the name, because I would not have got to there. Like, I have all of the images of it in my head, but I wouldn't have gotten to the name.
It would have been like
an actually was
like
the night.
I would have woke up tomorrow and then had to go and like record just me saying Action League Now to put it in. But yeah, so
God, man, that's, yeah, good stuff. That was my pick.
So all that or Kenan and Kel?
Yeah, just that whole like Nickelodeon run, sure, bringing all back all that.
So we all kind of touched on it, that like shorts and skits kind of a thing, which is pretty funny because I figured we would go to the like, oh, bring back Lost, but like season 2 Lost before it gets up its own ass kind of a thing, or like something more like tangible like that. But I'm glad we went there, because one of my picks is Chappelle Show.
Oh yeah.
Chappelle Show in its prime is like, it's incredible, and it's too short lived, and I would love more Chappelle Show. And then like mentally I went down this kind of rabbit hole of all these pretty much Comedy Central shows that I used to watch, like get home from school and not have anything to do until like my parents were home for dinner, so 2 or 3 hours of Comedy Central. So like Crank Yankers. I feel like Crank Yankers is like,
I like Crank Yankers.
It's like one of the best shows that I watched as a kid, that is just like a complete garbage show that never taught me anything, or it never progressed a storyline or anything. It was just people insulting each other over the phone.
Yeah.
And that was really fun. And I realized that's pretty much all I watch on YouTube, is just like people insulting each other and people being stupid to each other, and that's like totally my thing. So I loved Crank Yankers, and then I realized my overall complete pick is even more Futurama. And the my dream has come true in that Futurama's been canceled 3 times, 4 times, and I keep getting it back.
It's a phoenix.
Just, it doesn't die. And then last week there was an AMA on Reddit that was Matt Groening and David X. Cohen, which are the two writers and producers of the show, and then Joe DiMaggio, which is Bender's voice, and the guy who plays like Fry and Farnsworth and like 10 other characters. I don't remember his name, but all of those guys were doing the AMA, and it was awesome to just read about like dead plot lines that they had thought about and like episodes they wish they could have done. And all of them were like, if we could, we would totally come back. We'd be happy to. We still have ideas. We don't think it ran its course. Like, in the point where we're out of ideas and like we don't want to do it anymore, it just ran its course naturally, and that people stopped watching and it's over, you know? So I would 100% want Futurama, and you could even bring me in like last episode of Futurama as if nothing ever changed. I don't need like a specific era of that show, because the show is just so solid all the way through.
Well, and you know what's interesting about all this too is that we are in an era where so many of these shows are getting a second life, especially because of Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something I thought about too. I was like, man, like some of the shows I would have instantly gravitated to did end up getting, you know, a second life, like MST3K, and Twin Peaks. And in, one of my choices was Tales from the Crypt.
Mm-hmm.
I love Tales from the Crypt, and it's a variety show.
Mm-hmm.
I love anthology horror movies like The Twilight Zone or Tales from the Dark Side. And that was, no, those kind of shows are great, but I hadn't thought about Comedy Central. It starts to me thinking down the lines of, like, I don't know if you guys ever watched Strangers with Candy.
Yeah.
I love Strangers with Candy with Amy Sedaris and Stephen Colbert. And oh, man, that's a great show. But animated, like, I would go with, like, Duckman or The Critic. I love both of those shows.
Yeah, you talk about The Critic quite often.
Such a big fan of The Critic.
Yeah.
I remember a show called Wonder Showsen.
Oh, I love Wonder Showsen. I love
like,
Wonder Showsen.
So then I was like, man,
changing my vote. I'm in for Wonder Showsen.
Man, Wonder Showsen was so good.
Wonder
like,
Showsen's great.
Just putting kids in the most awkward situations and they had no idea of it.
Wonder Showsen is a lot in the spirit of Liquid Television.
Is it?
I would definitely say that so. Mm-hmm. Especially in that sort of vibe where it's like so creepy that you almost feel like what you're watching you shouldn't.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, Wonder Showsen was great.
Yeah, the, like, Comedy Central has a lot of stuff that lasted one or two seasons, and I would be happy to get just another episode of it, like, made tomorrow, you know? And it also has shows that I hope I never have to think about again, like Drawn Together.
Yeah, no, we're okay without that.
Yeah.
Definitely okay without that.
Yeah, are there any other shows you guys think should come back?
Man, there's a lot of shows that should come back. Too many to...
I would completely disagree.
Talk about...
There's a lot of shows that don't need to come back.
Yeah, there's a lot of shows I hope we never get back.
Right.
Like Full House.
Yeah, it doesn't need to come back.
Don't need more Full House.
Definitely don't need more Full House.
So, Batman 66 is my other choice. But
that would be great.
I want it. We can.
They should do like
style.
Another Hulk TV show, like with the old one with Lou Ferrigno, but choose a different bodybuilder to play as the Hulk. So like he has to get dressed up in all the green paint and stuff and run around instead of CGI Hulk.
What's his name? The Jason Momoa.
Yeah, he's not big enough, man.
Whatever. He doesn't need to be big. He's the Hulk. He just needs to be angry.
We've had Edward Norton as the Hulk, so
yeah,
I mean,
no kidding. Yeah,
like anybody can be the Hulk now. I'm gonna be the Hulk.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
I am.
Oh.
Fat Hulk. We're going for it. Double down on Fat Hulk, everybody. It's the way to go.
Oh, well.
All right, well, I think that's going to do it this week for Hypothetically Speaking. I, again, am Tyler Malter. You can find me at TJMalt421. You can find John at...
At John Reed Art.
And Sean at...
At ChuckBonsai1.
And we also have a Facebook page you can go and like, and we have a website coming soon, so you can look forward to that in the next week or two.
Little guy digging.
Yeah, it's just a guy digging right now. So look out for all of those, and as always, a new episode posts every Wednesday, and you can find the link on our Facebook page and our Twitter account.
Yup.
We will see you next time.
Peace.
If we're not canceled.
Hypothetically Speaking is a Table Night production. I can't believe those assholes paid me $5 just for that.